Hello and welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. I am your host, the Bullfrog, aka Jeremiah. I will be reading lots of poems from Poetizer.com, including one of my own today. This first poem is by my wife, Bonnie Sweet. She will be reading it herself.
Down the rabbit hole, skipping in the forest haze, treading along the maze, taking back the seconds, and yet, tick-tock, the future beckons. That tick, that upward spike on the clock, with the downbeat talk, following the rabbit round, running along the hollowed ground. He is late, I hear the hustle. With the gate wide open, don't move a muscle. So quiet, no sounds are made, not even me running swift in the shade. There he goes down, 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 and here I go, curious of his frown. Here it is, clocks everywhere stopped, time drowned, not even a pop. Here I go down to the nightmares I dread, somehow thinking, if only I were dead. There goes the white rabbit, the cause of all this racket. Here I am, so foolishly confounded, as I land on the grass around. White rabbit, I shout, have you developed a habit? He pouts. It's all fine, you see, after all. What is a dream? A dream, there is hope to me, that there are more lands across the seas. I've been lost in these, the wonders of the evergreens, howl. I must have been in a trance, howl. What is this I dance, howl? How is this fair, howl? I gaze here at the moon. I don't know who I am. I see stars ever clearly. Do I even have anyone who are dear to me? Howl. I am going mad over the scent of a red riding hood.
This next poem is very short, but don't let that fool you. It actually brings a lot of description into my mind. Butterflies by Cherry. The butterflies sail through the air, basking as the day comes to an end. This next poem is a beautiful poem, yet I may be butchering your name. So here it goes. Lausanlium Talcahuanum. And I am so sorry if I butchered that. He created crime on a clove. I dated this older girl back in school. She loved my poems, and she'd write me letters passed through her friends on days we couldn't meet. Wasn't she sweet? If only I loved her. I didn't. This poem is called Dot Dot by Nonami. I'm lonely, and yes, this is a choice, but I feel invisible as if I have no voice. And although this is my comfort zone, I hate feeling so alone. This next poem probably can have everyone relate to it. It's called Diving into Adulthood by Aldwyn Magno. I'll close my eyes and just jump off, even if fear is taking over my body. For I must face every horror I made, and as the darkest of my worries fade, need to shatter my very fragile stimuli. This childhood innocence must die. Acknowledge my insecurities moving forward. I must exchange my cards right, and never be always the coward. I must nourish the mind and soul with my wants and needs as I move forward. This next poem played on my emotions as a Christian. It's by Sophie Aurora. Diary Entries to Heaven. I don't know what you look like, Jesus. I can't comprehend your love for me. I know it'll be amazing when we meet. This next poem is called Burn Goodbye Gifts by DG.
I have the card you gave me and said you had a tough time finding it. As you wanted it to say everything you ever wanted to tell me, and love was all over it. Ah, liar! I have the watch you then gave me, and said you wished to stay, every single ticking second with me. You'll be back before I know, so to say. Yes, I did believe you. I have the gray bear you gave me, and said it shall remind me of your love. Till you are back, as I miss you to hug me. It sits in the corner now. Well, trust is a small world. The memories of you spook me, like a ghost sitting on my chest, my heart resenting rest. I need to burn down every single memory of you. Like you, I never knew. Write a story new. Leave no trace of you. Your thoughts never to leave me blue. Life back to its hue.
This next poem is very worshipful. By Tea Kettle. The name of it is Crave. We are made to crave the one who made it all. You remind me every day that I am starving without you. My daily bread, my slice of leaven, my surrender. So for the first time I taste you, and am made to be more than complete. I am amidst your seas, overflowing in your love for me. This next poem is by Kyle Carlson. It's called Claire Aniston. The girl with the silver-toned hair, her presence is there. She's living her life without care, with glamour that no one would dare. It's not much to glare, but promise her never to stare. I still see her in her rocking chair. Her story could never compare, a shivering heartfelt nightmare. Be cautious and always beware. Conditions so rare, she's always somewhere in the air. Her face is in desperate despair, her body is bare, with nothing to cover and wear, with bruises and skin to the tear from her love affair. She flies to the ceiling mid-air. I promise, I solemnly swear, please take in some shelter, prepare, and just say a prayer. Tonight is the night when her hair will rise up and flare. You're locked in and going nowhere. I'll have to look at that one a little bit more. It's kind of puzzling to me. This next poem is called Dark Inside by Darkened Soul. As the two voices lives in my head, one forced to find the purpose of life, one forces to lurk back into the darkness, one forces to comply in the reality, one forces to keep remain in the illusion, the fight of light and darkness, alluring me to the nowhere. This next one is awesome, epic, and extraordinary. It's called Into the Gaping Maw by Gabriel Cutmore. Steadfast, the warrior stands, clasping sword and shield in hand, before the cave which lies the beast whose dream of tearing bones from meat. He who enters, beware the dark, stalked from the shadow of torch's spark. The warrior dashed forward with bravery and valor, stopped suddenly by the great beast's laughter. pitiful warrior, who wades in the dark? I hear your bones shake, the pounding of your heart. Toward the voice, the warrior did thrust out his blade. For days they would battle, until one was slayed. On the sixth day, now bloody, broken, and bruised, the warrior lay helpless, the creature amused. It bellowed out laughter as it extended its jaw, and the warrior was lost into the gaping maw. This next poem was too sweet to pass up. It's called Short But Sweet, non-ironically, by Schizology. Sugar is sweet, sweet like you. You are so sweet, what can I do? Like a chocolate sundae or a banana split, like an Oreo cookie, you are it. This next poem was made for a community event where other people would write their own version of the poem. In this case, it is called Write Your Version by Rishab. And he put down, if I were a pen, she'd be my ink. I replied with my own poem. If she were a door, I'd be her frame. If she were a man, I'd be her dame. No homo, though. Thank you for listening to Bullfrog Dusk. If you have any comments, complaints, or poems that you would like me to read next time, you can contact me at jjbullfrog.com. If you would like to read your poem in my podcast, just like my wife has, you can go to anchor.com, where you will also find my podcast and will be able to record a voice message for me. I will be glad to insert your poem. My next poem will come out on the 30th or sooner. Thank you again for listening to these beautiful poems.
Have a most relaxing week.